Well, the Reserve Bank's kept interest rates unchanged at 6.75% today, this at its first monetary policy meeting for the year. And although Governor Lesetse Kganyogo was upbeat that the country's economic growth outlook is looking a little bit more positive, he says it still remains fragile and exposed to risks, including policy uncertainty. To help take a closer look at what emerged today, I'm joined on the line now by Razia Khan, who's Chief Economist for Africa and Middle East at Standard Chartered. Thanks so much, Razia, for your time this evening and for joining us on the line. Let's start off with your overview of what was said today and the rhetoric that came through.
Certainly. Well, some very key points emerging from the Reserve Bank's meeting, and probably the most important that will not be lost on anyone is this improvement in the inflation profile. Since the last MPC meeting of the Reserve Bank, the rand, of course, has appreciated significantly. NERSA did not grant that outsized tariff increase to Eskom, and both of these factors have a bearing on the inflation outlook.
Yeah. Did you see an implied target being set there, Razia, at now 4.5%?
There's a lot of debate around this. And in fact, whilst the Saab's formal mandate remains inflation targeting a 3-6% target, it would probably be wrong to overinterpret matters, to think that there is a hard target of 4.5%. The new QPM, the new quarterly model being used by the Saab, does require a point inflation forecast, which is probably where a lot of the talk about 4.5% has come about. But should markets be thinking that policy from the Reserve Bank needs to be even tighter than we've known it to be because of the achievement of a more ambitious target, well, this isn't the case just yet.
Okay, especially where you've got a whole lot of risks still on the horizon. So let's start factoring those in, because what stood out was, of course, the rand and the kind of implications any blowout there is set to have. And that could well come to the fore sooner rather than later if the credit rating or Moody's view on South Africa's credit rating does not play in the country's favor.
Yes, as things stand now, the budget due to be delivered on February the 21st poses a key risk, and this is something that the Reserve Bank as well as market participants will be monitoring very closely. Is there likely to be another downgrade of South Africa? Will Moody's follow through with its ratings review by downgrading South Africa, which would effectively signal the loss of the World Government Bond Index inclusion for South African bonds? Now, there were two key messages coming out from today. One is, yes, the rand has already appreciated significantly, and some of that seems to be factored into the new inflation forecast. But there is this big risk event that remains. It's very clear that it's going to be down to fiscal policy, down to the formulation of the budget to provide the reassurance in terms of South Africa's credit rating. And this is still seen as very important for the rand's outlook.
Do you see markets actually buying into this, or do you see it starting to play in our favor more so, especially where you've got Eskom, quite a big elephant still in the room that needs to be tackled? We've had the finance minister say that it presents one of the biggest risks to the South African economy right now, but that change is afoot. Are you buying into that at this stage?
Well, certainly, if we look at the market's price action already, there is this inbuilt optimism. There is the belief that on the basis of the political change that we've seen so far and some of the reforms that are already underway, this week has been very significant in terms of the speed of the action that we've seen taken. It's left many market participants with a sense that something is changing very meaningfully in South Africa. It may be early days. It's not necessarily a process that is without risk, but it looks to be, things seem to be developing in the right direction. So what everyone is going to be looking to is the continuation of these reforms, more of a concrete plan in terms of how to deal with SOE governance, more of a plan in terms of the turnaround of these SOEs, and a budget that delivers significantly on some kind of meaningful fiscal consolidation. Now, that is a big ask, but it would be wrong of anyone, ratings agencies included, to ignore the progress that has been made so far, especially in terms of institutional reforms.
Razia, you had to have been pretty happy with the kind of defense and vociferous defense that the governor put up in when defending the independence of the Reserve Bank, saying that even if it were nationalized, shareholders have very little say when it comes to its specific mandate.
Yes, I mean, this is to be expected from the Reserve Bank. It's been a fairly consistent message from the South African Reserve Bank almost from the start, when we started to see some of the independence of the Reserve Bank possibly being called into question by different political players. The message that went out, this is constitutionally mandated. Nothing changes the independence of the Reserve Bank. That was made very clear. Not much has changed. This absolutely remains the case, notwithstanding the calls for the nationalization of the Reserve Bank. That doesn't have any meaningful impact on the operational independence of the institution, nor does it change their price stability mandate.
Let's leave it there. Razia, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Razia Khan is Chief Economist for Africa and the Middle East at Standard Chartered.